Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm busy arranging audio for this very program right now. Sometimes I have to shift things around. How is everyone? Fred's here. Sue's here.
Great.
Ethan has not pulled a piece of audio that I asked him to pull, so he's scrambling right now. I'm just going to out him. Why not? Right? No, he does a great job, but he did forget to pull something for me. I think we finally arrived officially at Thursday. I have felt the last couple of days should have been Thursday.
Yes.
It wasn't, but
it's a long week.
We are getting, you know, I don't know what it is. Has it been a long week for you too, Sue? Because you were out for the first couple of days.
Discombobulated. Well, I don't know what day it is.
I said that yesterday. Like, I almost even don't know what week it is. That's how weird the last couple of weeks have been.
I
keep looking at the calendar. I'm like, wait a second. Is October next week already?
Yes, by the way.
Remember when I was telling you about, I have to write a note to myself, my Christmas tree lighting folks, right? So they were hitting me up weeks ago for the preseason discount. So if you pay for the lighting now, you get 10%
off. Well, that's great, right? Then you just don't turn it on.
Well, no, but they're not installing them at that point. No. So in other words, they just do the billing. So they send it out to previous customers. Hey, if you want to take advantage. But they want you to pay now because they're putting them up soon. So I had, I'm going to beg them, by the way, Santa's Elves, see if give them a little shout out here, and say, hey, can I still get the 10% discount? Because I hadn't taken care of the invoice. You're looking at me like
that's
something that's...
Wait, why would you get a 10% discount?
Because, maybe I didn't explain this well. They were offering a discount if you paid by like September 10th or something.
Okay.
So it's like the you pay now, you get 10% off. All right. You want to lock you in. So I don't have to pay it right now, right? So I don't know if I get a discount, but I'm going to beg for the discount and just claim that I was remiss in my duties to send it before the discount. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I don't see why.
Did I mention Santa's elves are the ones that do this?
Maybe by 2 days, but weeks later?
Well, it's only 2 weeks later.
Yeah, but it's weeks.
I'm going to challenge the fact that it's actually 2 weeks today. Yes, I think it's 2 weeks ago today. Well, I don't know. I got to try though, right?
Yeah, I'll
Santa's
give it a
elves.
Shot.
Did I mention it was Santa's elves?
Okay.
I'll figure that out. But you know, and then what happens is they do put them up on my house like before Halloween. Last year they put them up there before Halloween.
Wow.
That's early, right?
Yeah, and I remember you thinking, you're going to hold out. It's going to be great. You can hold out to the very end. And then you went early. You went like way early, and I can't remember.
Did you go before Thanksgiving?
I went before Thanksgiving.
It was
a thing. And I went Monday before Thanksgiving, maybe even Sunday night, just because, I don't know, we were, you know, it was election time last year, remember? And I felt like we just needed it. It was a rough ride up till the election, and, you know, this was a couple weeks after Thanksgiving week, and I just felt like I wanted to feel the holiday spirit, which I do love the holidays, yes. And I like the Christmas lights and everything. And I know that some people have, like, Halloween lights up at this point. Let me set things up here. We're going to talk a little bit more about what happened in Dallas yesterday with ICE. We have Scott Jennings on the show this afternoon. You know, we're getting real close to his book coming out in November, and we're supposed to have an event here in St. Louis. I'm working with Scott's assistant on that, and hopefully we'll have something to announce soon. We'll have Sue's News in the next hour. Dwayne Patterson from Hot Air in the 5 o'clock hour. The Ryder Cup gets underway this weekend. Ethan, you're not as into golf as I am, but this Ryder Cup thing is different because it's the Europe against the Americans. European players who are mainly living here in America, by the way. I don't even know if they qualify as Europeans. It's so funny they live in Florida. But this is like one of those, you know, fan events where you get to cheer. I wish all professional golf was kind of like this, but there's a lot of cheering and there's a lot of celebrating. And it's more of a team event with the scoring being very difficult. As much as I know about golf, I could not even really explain to you the entire format of the Ryder Cup, which will start tomorrow. So Dan Reardon's going to be with us in just a little bit to highlight that story. Oh, and you know, we had this last week, Sue, when you were gone, but I think we told you about this yesterday, that Bill DeWitt III met Pope Leo at the Vatican.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is cool. He's going to join us here in just a few minutes, Mr. DeWitt will. So we'll obviously talk about that meeting. We'll ask a couple of questions about the state of the franchise as well here in just a couple of minutes. I'm just going to start with something here off the beaten track just to see what you guys think, because I came up with a little bit of a different perspective on this. And Fred, you brought this to my attention, but I'd already seen it. There's a story in the Post-Dispatch. And it says, the headline is, "That sound was not gunfire, police say. A St. Louis alderwoman sideswiped a vehicle." So the story says gunfire.
This is fascinating.
Yeah, wait till you hear this. Okay. So, but I'm going to tell you, I judge some. We'll just see where you come out on this. Gunfire is rampant in alderwoman Laura Key's North City neighborhood. So when she heard a loud noise Tuesday on her way to a police barbecue, she immediately thought her pickup truck had been struck by a bullet. She said, "It was so loud, I thought, oh God, am I shot? It was terrifying." She felt for blood along the right side of her body, but found none. She hit the gas to speed away. She was shaking so hard, she said, that her fingers couldn't dial 911. It wouldn't have mattered. Nobody would have answered you anyway. You know what? I literally, did you guys see the body that was outside of her building last night?
What?
Right as I was leaving, there's a guy on the sidewalk, and I should have probably called 911, but I didn't because we see that so often. Back to this story. It took her a few minutes to calm down enough to call police. The story says Keys, Alderwoman Laura Keys here, visits the gun range and knows what different caliber bullets sound like. She says, "I knew this wasn't a 22. I thought at least a 45 or maybe an assault rifle." So then the story goes on to say, police investigated the noise Keys heard on Fair Avenue about noon on Tuesday. She and an officer returned to the 4200 block of Fair and walked her route, picking up pieces of her side mirror. They reassembled all the pieces of the broken mirror like a puzzle, she said. Then a neighbor's doorbell camera showed police what actually happened. In the end, police say no one fired a shot at Key's vehicle. Her pickup truck had been, that's important distinction here. Her pickup truck had sideswiped another truck. Her truck's side mirror extends about 9 inches. Some of these trucks, their mirrors,
they're way out there,
right?
Yeah.
And it hit a similar mirror extending from a parked vehicle. She said the two mirrors hit one another or clapped. When she and the officer returned to the scene, the parked vehicle was gone. And the quote in the paper is, "If the person who owns the truck wants to contact me, they can. I'm insured. It's not an issue." So immediately when I see this story, I think, oh, this is like a Brandon Bosley thing when he was on the Board of Aldermen and he tried to say that, you know, a homeless person basically tried to attack him when he hit the dude and it's all caught on camera and he lied about it to police. I mean, he should have been punished, but he wasn't. So immediately I thought, well, this is just an alderwoman making up this story. Is that what you thought, Fred? What's your impression of that?
I think I agree with you.
You think it's a story that she's just making it up?
Yeah, and I think the police did a good job.
So, but what? Finding out the answer, right. But do you think that she did or did not think or feel that she heard gunfire?
I really think that she thought she heard gunfire.
Okay, I do
too. I really do.
And here's why. Listen to the video here.
No.
Right. Well, and then why would you lie about this one, right? But again, it's a member... of the Board of Aldermen. They lie all the time. The Post is doing a story. It seems to indicate, as you read it, oh, wait a second, she's trying to pull one over on us. But listen to the way that the video sounds here. This is when the mirror hits the other mirror.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like gunfire, right?
It does.
So it even if I had not, that's where the audio component, the video component is interesting, because had I not heard that, I sent that to Jane. Jane's always a good person to root out some of the issues that are taking place in the city of St. Louis. Of course, she'll be here tomorrow on the roundtable. But I said, I thought this was going to be a Brandon Bosley situation, but it's not. So is your mind changed a little bit there, Fred?
Yeah, that's a good sound. I mean, that sounds like a gunshot.
It does.
You can see if you're just driving those. I'm telling you, some of these truck mirrors, and then you face another one that's got that. That's why I think some people can pull their mirrors in. So anyway, that's just an interesting story. It really shouldn't be news, but the reason I think it's more newsworthy is because of the Brandon Bosley situation.
And I think in today's atmosphere, who would not think there might be gunshots.
Well, exactly. Well, especially in her ward or whatever it is.
And she kind of admits that, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting.
I could see me doing that. I feel bad for her. I'd be like,
it probably scared the crap out of her.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm empathetic to the alderwoman. I don't know her, but I do think that she had genuinely thought that she heard gunfire there. By the way, on the roundtable front tomorrow, I mentioned Jane will be here, former chief of staff to Mayor Slay, Jeff Rainford, and the former mayor of Ferguson, James Knowles, will be here on the panel. We'll have Paul Hall on entertainment. Frank Cusimano will be here. We'll talk a little football as we head into the weekend. And I mentioned this yesterday. I'm looking forward to this. Fred, you know Leland Vittert probably, right?
Yeah, I remember him from his time here.
He was an intern.
With Charlie Brennan at KMOX.
Right. So, and then I know that he is his nickname Lucky, because I always remember Charlie called him Lucky Vittert, right?
Right.
And he had, I don't even know all his biography with media, but he went to Fox eventually, right?
Right.
And now he's on News Nation.
Correct.
He's one of the anchors on News Nation. I also did not know that Leland is on the autism spectrum, right? So he has a book that's coming out, and we're going to talk to him tomorrow about that book. So he's a St. Louis native, and that's
cool.
The connection. So we'll get into that tomorrow. Also, I'm very excited, even though I'm not the biggest music festival person, I'd rather see a band in a small club these days. But Evolution Festival has some acts that I'm definitely interested in, including Sam Fender on Saturday night. Sam Fender is amazing. He should be a household name here in the U.S. He's not, but that's a great get. And I think people in St. Louis who don't know his name, and you might think about going to this music festival, I think you'll be blown away. There's a band that's playing pretty much right before Sam Fender on Saturday night called His Lordship. And it features a guy by the name of James Walburn. And James is the lead guitarist and has been for a while in The Pretenders with Chrissy Hynde. And he's been in a bunch of different bands. Played with Sunvolt here. Jay Ferrari, who's from St. Louis. So he also did some work locally with Sunvolt. We'll have a great music conversation in the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow here on 97.1 FM Talk. So let me get into a little bit, because I want to preview Jennings, who's coming up at 3:30. But now you have more information about what really happened in Dallas, and we have the blame game from the Democrats that keeps happening, and you just kind of wonder, why would something like this happen when the rhetoric is so toned down by the left?
As somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets.
Folks getting snatched off the street by secret police who are wearing masks.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that.
I'll be signing a bill, the first in the nation, saying enough. ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of?
I don't know if your mic was on, if people heard you react, but you reacted to Jasmine Crockett saying slave patrols, right?
What?
And it's just utterly ridiculous. This is Eric Johnson, the mayor of Dallas, who, by the way, used to be a Democrat.
I think it's unfortunate, and I think it's inappropriate, and it's inaccurate. The reality is we have a problem in this country right now with political violence, and I think if we're honest about that, we can look back 5 years ago and we can see when Democrats started the process of vilifying law enforcement during the Defund the Police movement to appease Black Lives Matter activists. They started talking about local law enforcement being as big a threat to our safety as actual violent criminals.
It's outrageous, and that has happened. So we'll get more into that. We got Jennings coming up at the bottom of the hour. Get Sue's news in the 4 o'clock hour. I mentioned Dwayne Patterson from Hot Air. We have Bill DeWitt III, the Cardinals president, coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Scott Jennings is a national treasure, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up after the bottom of the hour. He got attacked. I don't know if you saw this, Sue. I think I talked about it yesterday. Keith Olbermann said, "You're next, MF-er," to Jennings. That made... It's craziness out there. But he will react, Scott Jennings. The number one Cardinals fan on national television. That's what I'll call him. And a nice tie-in here. You know, we love this audio. Fred brought this to us last weekend. Bill DeWitt III was at the Vatican and met Pope Leo.
Yeah, it was fun because I noted that he was a White Sox fan. And then he instantly said, yeah, but my father was a Cardinals fan. So there was a definite moment there where he connected with what we were doing. The Pope and I share something in common. We both help manage Cardinals.
Aha! That was our audio cut of the day one day last week. And Bill DeWitt III, the Cardinals president, is with us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. Bill, how are you? It's been a little while since we've chatted. Hope all is well.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Good to be with you.
So tell us the story of how this came together, because, you know, we really love the audio. It seemed like a very special, warm moment. So give us the backstory here.
Yeah, so my wife, Ira, has she started with this company called St. Candles, and it started taking off, and she then added to it with an app called St. Catholic Lifestyle, and she's just sort of gotten back into her faith and really wanted to share it with people in a couple different ways. And as part of the app, she has an arrangement with Rome Reports. Rome Reports, obviously in Rome, they cover the Vatican, and they kind of provide news about the Pope and other things related to the Vatican to a bunch of different media outlets. And so she has the exclusive for an app in the U.S. And as a result of those contacts, we were able to get a visit with the Pope after one of his weekly visits, or I should say appearances in St. Peter's Square. And so I was just, you know, tagging along from her taking the lead. Of course, I brought a Cardinal jersey.
You had to, of course. So was it relatively, was the line that you were in, like as a greeting line, was it relatively short? Was it exclusively you guys, or how did that work?
No, well, so, I mean, there were probably 80,000 people in St. Peter's Square.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And, but there's like a level, a few, you know, a stairwell up to a level that he had this podium. And there was probably 100 people on either side of that in sort of the, quote, meet and greet group. And we were part of that. So the meet and greets lasted a little while, but, you know, I mean, it probably took about an hour to get everybody through. But so we were sort of in the middle of that. And so we wanted to be quick, but we also, you know, he was nice to pause and talk for a minute. And it was a real thrill.
So the Cardinals jersey that you gave him had his name on the back, right?
Yeah, it said Leo XIV as the name, and then I just picked 25 as the number because it's 2025, the year he became Pope.
I love that. So, you know, when he was announced as Pope, you might remember this, there was a little bit of, you know, fear in Cardinals Nation because it appeared at first, and there was even a picture that went out there that he was a Cubs fan. We quickly learned out, thankfully, he was a White Sox fan, right? But what? So was his mom a Cubs fan and then dad was a Cardinals fan? Do you know the background on that?
Well, I think he grew up or at least spent some of his youth in the south side of Chicago. So I think it was just natural that they were White Sox
fans. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But his dad was a Cardinal fan from whatever his story was growing up. But I don't think he, you know, by living in the South Side, you know, being the Cardinals fan didn't win out. And, you know, I think the White Sox thing did, which I understand. But no, but it was very cool to see him animate around that topic. And then my wife gave him a candle, which was nice. And then I said, we'd love to host you for a mass at Busch Stadium at some point. And he smiled about that, too, because, I mean, he's going to have to come to the U.S. at some point, right?
Of course.
I mean, yeah. And so I think he wants to really be the Pope for everybody. And so he'll probably, from what I'm hearing, travel to a few other countries, but then, you know, at some point, you know, make it to the U.S.
Well, that had to be awesome. And then so you really did kind of joke around about both you and Pope Leo managing Cardinals. I like that, Bill.
Yeah. I mean,
you had
that
to.
Was a natural line of you know, keeping it light. But it was just surreal to be speaking to the Pope, who we always just sort of had, you know, examples of like an Italian or, I mean, other European countries perhaps. But it always just seemed like a, you know, sort of a world away from
yeah,
the standpoint of who the Pope was. But to just connect with somebody who's from the U.S. and just instantly recognized something as simple as, you know, the Cardinals or Busch Stadium. He said, oh, and I spent a year in St. Louis in my seminary.
Right, we knew that.
Which he did, too, yeah. So it was just amazing to connect with somebody like that. And the stories, you know, you hear of, like, his brother, just a normal guy, and some of his friends and people that he worked with and in the U.S., probably a similar feeling of, you know, this is just one of us who's done, you know, just humble service for so long that they gave him the credibility to, you know, get tapped as Pope. It's just amazing.
Yeah, that's a really cool story, and I'm really glad that you came on and shared it with us this afternoon.
Hey, Bill, this is Fred Bottomer. How weird did it seem to actually hear a Pope speaking fluent English as his natural language?
I mean, very, very weird, but very cool. I mean, when he does his address, there's like five or six people, you know, with a copy of the address behind him. And then when he's done in Italian, they all come up and speak in the six different languages. So a small address becomes a long address because, you know, they're translating in all the different languages. But and that's what we're used to, right? Just waiting till the English version comes along. But and now, you know, well, and he's so bilingual. I mean, I don't know how many languages he speaks, but he just naturally flows from one to the other.
Yeah, I think it was six, from what I remember when the story.
I mean,
that's
just incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, from the Italians we met, they're like, yeah, he speaks good Italian. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing. And I think, you know, but just to have a conversation in his native tongue of English is pretty surreal.
The Cardinals president, Bill DeWitt III, is here. How do I segue into this conversation? Did you ask him to bless the team in the offseason for perhaps some results? Because obviously, I'd be remiss in my duties here to not ask you about the state of the franchise. There's fan frustration. We know about the attendance numbers. So how would you, as the president of the team, address that right now, Bill?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to actually talk a lot about that next week when the season ends. Monday and Tuesday, we'll have a series of press events, bidding adieu to Mo, obviously, who's finishing up, and then, you know, really digging in with Haim and being able to convey his messaging to where he wants to take this. So you'll hear a lot about that next week, but, you know, I'm optimistic. Obviously, it's been a disappointment. And, you know, it's starting to drag a bit because it's been a few years. And, you know, I think I just, from my standpoint, want to convey how frustrated we are and that we want to get this right. And we're doing everything we can in our control to turn this thing around. So we're committed. And, you know, that's all you can do. Obviously, you know, we have a little feel for that level of frustration. We see it, we hear it. And then the fans through attendance also demonstrate it. So, but we're also very appreciative of the fans who are hanging in there with us. And I know a lot of your listeners are you know, with us through thick and thin. And
absolutely.
That's something we really appreciate.
Hi, Bill. Ethan Hannaford here. Just wanted to quickly ask you, I mean, this is a huge changing of the guard moving on from John Mozeliak in this president of baseball operations position to Haim Bloom. Can you first speak on what Mo has meant to the Cardinals organization as a whole, being here for as long as he has, being a part of so much of this winning culture you guys have been able to build, but also what you are excited about, what Haim Bloom is going to be able to do in this new position?
Sure. I mean, you know, Mo's been with us really ever since we've been involved. He was part of Walt Jocketty's group and grew up in the organization. You know, I think it's fair to say, kind of took a chance on him when Walt departed and Mo really flourished. I mean, he had incredible energy. He really put everything he had into the job. That's something that we really appreciated. You know, it's not easy, right? It's a lot of sacrifice with family and schedule and everything. And he sustained a winning culture and winning results for many, many years. So we certainly look back very fondly and are appreciative of everything Mo's done for us. And then with Haim, you know, he's a great baseball resume. He was with Tampa for many years and then had the top job in Boston, where he helped develop a really good farm system, which is now bearing fruit for them after just, you know, the few years he was with them. And he's excited and energized, and he's also knows our organization very well now because he's been with us 2 years. So, you know, we're lucky to have been able to kind of sort of orchestrate a smooth transition. And I think Haim will be better for it because not only did he get to know everybody, but he also started making an impact, particularly early this year when he started hiring and developing our player development system staffing, which is now really made in his image. So I really, we're excited about it. You'll hear from him, obviously, shortly. And I think Cardinals fans are, you know, have reason to be really excited about the future.
Bill, thank you so much. We love the Pope story. I'm so glad you shared a little bit more details with us this afternoon, and we look forward to some of the announcements in the postseason after next week. So thank you so much. Great to hook up with you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Take care. Scott Jennings on deck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, look, he's back with us this afternoon. He's a television star. He's a radio star. He's also now Keith Olbermann's best friend. Is that true, Scott Jennings? My goodness.
That guy has completely lost his mind. It's amazing. As a teenager, this guy gave me the sports news, and now he's trying to kill me. It's really a surreal situation with that lunatic.
You know, the thing is, you know, I'm a little older than you. He once used to be very entertaining, and a lot of us did like him when we were following sports. He's been unhinged for years, but for people who did not, you know, catch this yesterday, he basically said there were some exchanges that were made on the, you know, the Jimmy Kimmel stuff, and he said, "You're next, MF-er." Right. And then there was something else that was said. Now, he goes out there and he apologizes. There's screen captures and all this stuff. I think you tweeted it and CC'd Cash Patel. Right.
I did. But I have to say, I saw his apology. And honestly, it looked like it had been written by someone other than Keith Olbermann. Maybe somebody with a law degree. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, because there was definitely a threat. But look, in the aftermath of all this with Charlie Jennings, I don't know. I've missed the last couple of nights on your panel. But, you know, here, let me just play this. I know you've heard it. Fox has been playing it. CNN's been playing. Maybe, I don't even know if they play stuff like this, the Gestapo stuff.
Donald Trump's modern day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
It does look like a Gestapo operation. It does look like the Gestapo.
So Nazi, authoritarian Gestapo, and then they're surprised when something like that happens yesterday morning in Dallas.
Well, not only are they surprised, it's worse. They then blame Donald Trump, or they blame people on the right for these kinds of attacks on ICE agents. I heard Hillary Clinton on television yesterday saying, well, it's too bad the right has done this. It's not the right. It's the left, and it's elected people on the left. Democratic officials in Washington have normalized this kind of language, and guess what? People are taking it to heart. They're writing the messages on the bullets, and then you have media outlets and other supposed analysts saying, well, we may never know the motive. No, I think we know it, Mark. I think we know the motives. They're pretty clearly communicating to us that we are radicalized, we are on the left, and we are tired of talking, and we're ready to start shooting. And that's what's happening.
It was the. Have you had a defense on the CNN panel of the rhetoric, that specific rhetoric? Because they always want to flip it right to Trump. Well, Trump says bad things too, right? So it's
yes,
yeah.
The defense is it's not bad. I saw Jasmine Crockett. We put her on the air right before Charlie Kirk's funeral on Sunday, and they played her own comments to her. Dana Bash did, and she said, "Is this kind of language, you know, problematic?" She said, "No. It's not problematic because it's true." I mean, she doubled down on it. And yeah. So not only are they no shame in this, they think it's great. And they take no responsibility for this. And the media promotes it and they continue to do it. And I guess that's what their radical base wants to hear, but it's really irresponsible.
Well, and that's where the media narrative aspect of this plays a very important role. Look, you even have polling from this week that show that a lot of these people out there, the Democrats feel, and thanks to Jimmy Kimmel and others who have fueled this, that it was a kid to the right of MAGA that shot, you know, Charlie 2 weeks ago. It's unbelievable that I still see people who are columnists at these publications posting stuff like that, things on Twitter. And what Jimmy Kimmel said last week played into that whole narrative. He didn't correct that. You know, he went on there. The one thing that I was certain of, and it was an easy call, is that he was going to cry a couple of nights ago. But he obviously doesn't apologize for anything, and he's going to keep going at, you know, he's a mean-spirited guy, Jennings. And, you know, I used to think he was kind of funny. But if you follow his monologues and some of the stuff he says about Trump and Republicans, it's mean. It's dialed-up rhetoric that's dangerous like we're talking about.
It's mean, and it's often just completely utter garbage. It's nonsense. It's false. They make things up. But the reason they do it is because they live inside such a bubble. They know that if they say, well, this shooter was actually MAGA, the people that listen to that live in the same bubble, and they'll just take it as the news, as the gospel, as the truth, and then they never come down from it. This is the great tactic of the left. They have a real ability to program their people almost instantly with a narrative, and then the narrative for them never changes. They never come down from it. Russia stole the election. That is an article of faith among Democrats. This Gestapo language that you played, it is an article of faith among Democrats that federal law enforcement are kidnapping American citizens, which is not happening, by the way, not happening at all. But they have a real ability to program their people inside their bubble. The narrative takes hold, and you can never get them to climb down from it. And then there's enormous pressure on all Democratic officials to join in, because you don't want to be the one guy saying, well, wait a minute, that was false. Or, well, hang on, maybe that wasn't quite true. You go to a Democratic event and say that, they'll boo you off the stage. So then you have to participate in the narrative, and it goes on and on.
Well, at least they have their chosen leader out there on her book tour, Kamala, you know, talking like it is, Scott, being honest, like she had been during the campaign. This is very entertaining,
Reardon,
isn't it?
Reardon, the fact that the standard bearer of the Democratic Party is openly admitting to violating the civil rights of Pete Buttigieg and discriminating against him for being gay, a gay American, is shocking. It is shocking to me, because all I heard was that Donald Trump was going to be hostile to gay people and gay rights. Now we have a gay Treasury Secretary, but you can't even get on the Democratic ticket in this country if you're gay, if Kamala Harris is around running thing, because she'll discriminate against you. It is a shocking revelation.
You know, she's doing friendly outlets, there's no doubt, but she still looks lost out there and confused about the things that she wrote in her own damn book.
Yeah, well, she, lost and confused, that should have been the name of the book, because that really explains most of her campaign and most of what she does publicly. The problem with Harris has always been this: in an unscripted format, like an interview, she is a complete walking disaster. Whether it's a friendly, whether it's unfriendly, it's a total disaster. And you look inside this book, some of the things that she has said, it is crazy to me that she put this stuff down on paper. And so I don't know what she's planning for the future. But if Democrats want to do this again, be my guest. I'm fully for it. I think we ought to rerun Kamala Harris in 28, and we'll have J.D. Vance and other Republicans as far as the eye can see.
So I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but that speech that Trump gave, I wish people were focusing more on the content of it, because it was quite something when you hear the messaging in there. I don't know what you think about the escalator and the teleprompter. I do know this, that it would have been shocking and horrifying to see Joe Biden up there if that damn thing went out a year ago when he's given a speech like that. But any shenanigans you think going on at the UN, Scott?
Look, I am going, this is pure speculation on my part. I've seen no evidence and I know nothing official. I don't know that I've ever seen or heard of an escalator just stopping like that.
Right.
With somebody, I mean, it would be amazing if that were a coincidence and not some kind of shenanigans. Teleprompter, not sure. I know the White House Communications Office does deal with the teleprompters when the president speaks somewhere. But I have to say, it, you know, given that there was reporting in at least one paper that employees at the UN were saying, oh, wouldn't it be funny if the escalator stopped when he got here and then they stopped? It's a pretty good thing that needs to be investigated, in my opinion.
You know what my favorite part of that was? And I don't know if anyone else has really highlighted. Man, Melania, it didn't stop her. She's like, okay, that's fine. That damn thing stopped. I'm going to charge right up the stairs. She didn't even hesitate.
I know.
I love that.
But by the way, that is, I mean, think about when you are on an escalator or a moving sidewalk at an airport. If it is stopped, think about how like your brain.
It's disorienting.
And your body.
Yeah.
Someone could have been injured. And that's fine. If the United Nations wants to play ball that way, that's fine. You heard what Trump said to the UN in his speech. He's got no love for you either. But he told him the truth. He told him the truth. That organization is basically useless right now. And the countries who are inside of it are basically useless. And they're ruining their own cultures right now. And Trump told him the truth, in my opinion.
Scott Jennings back with us. His radio show is going to air tonight on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll get a preview of that in a minute. But I got to ask you, I think I saw you tweet about this. You're doing a series, and I don't know if this is sort of in podcast form. You tell me, Investing in America, where you're featuring some of the best and brightest American business leaders.
That's right. It's called Investing in America. And we're not going to do it every day, but every so often, I'll bring on a CEO whose company I think is investing in America, be it you know, some new technology, a big expansion, but really, you know, saying we're betting on America. We're long on America. And the first one was with a nuclear laser technology company that's got really interesting things going on. The next one is going to be the CEO of Philip Morris International, Stacey Kennedy. That'll be coming up in the next couple of weeks. And we've got a few others in the hopper. But really, I think businesses that are long on America ought to be applauded for it,
yeah.
And we ought to hear about it. And that's the kind of people you want to highlight because they believe in our future, and that means they believe in American workers, and that's who I'm going to talk to.
Your radio show airs at 8 p.m. weeknights on 97.1 FM Talk. What are we going to hear tonight?
Tonight, talk to Congressman Mike Lawler of New York. He's in one of the most targeted congressional districts in the country. We talked about the government shutdown, Democrats driving us toward a government shutdown. We talked about the president's changing opinion on the Ukraine-Russia war. We talked a little bit about the attack on ICE agents going on around the country. So Lawler, in my opinion, is one of the most talented and interesting congressmen, and I was glad to have him, and you'll hear that tonight at 8 o'clock.
So you're getting dangerously close here, dude, to this book coming out. It's going to be here before you know it, isn't it?
Yep, November the 18th. The book is at the printer, and I have recorded the audio version, and the book tour is being planned, and yes, we're on the brink of hitting the road to sell the book.
We have not locked something down here in St. Louis. We still have to do that. I'm working with Scott has people now, so I'm working with his people, and we'll hopefully be able to announce something soon. Listen, thanks for joining us. Have a great week. We'll see you. Well, Sue, I don't think you're as into professional golf as your brother is, certainly, or I am. But
yeah, but I like to follow it.
This weekend's a little different, you know, because it's the Ryder Cup. It's a match play. The format is very different, and it's the USA versus Europe. Although, as I said earlier, most of the Europeans live in this country. They're basically Americans.
Yeah.
Well, they just moments ago announced the pairings for tomorrow morning in the morning session. So that kicks off the Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black, and Dan Reardon's going to give us some of the lowdown and his handicapping of this at 5:30. But here we go. Match one. At 6:10 tomorrow morning in the Midwest, 7:10 Eastern time, Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas for the USA, John Rahm and Tyrell Hatton for the Europeans. So the way this works in the morning is it's a foursome match. So each player will use one golf ball, and they take alternating shots to compete the hole. So one person tees off. It is fun. So then they have the four-ball session, which is and some of this is, you know, even a little, as a professional golf fan, sometimes a little cloudy to me, but the four-ball is basically just they both play on each pairing plays, and then whoever gets the better score, that's how you do it. And then Sunday, you have singles match play, and then the first team, this is where it gets a little confusing, the first team to get to 14.5 is the winner of the Ryder Cup. This is interesting, too. If it's a tie, If it's 14-14, the winner of the last Ryder Cup wins. That's the tiebreaker. And
seriously?
That was the Europeans. They were in Rome for the last one.
Well, that's annoying.
One of the things that's interesting about the Ryder Cup, like when the Americans have to go over there and play, they've never played these courses, right?
Exactly.
These guys have played Bethpage, right? So yeah. there's a little bit of a difference here. But anyway, it's all right, so it's DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, Rahm, and Hatton. Then the next pairing is Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley, and Ludvig Åberg and Matthew Fitzpatrick for the Europeans. Match three at 6:42. I'm going to give it to you in Central Time here. Colin Morikawa and Harris English versus Rory and Tommy Fleetwood. That is an intriguing pairing and an intriguing foursome to me. Match four, 6:58 Eastern Time, Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay versus Robert McIntyre and Victor Hovland from Europe. So these are amongst the best in the world. There are team captains. There are people that go crazy cheering on the teams. These golfers, they show more emotion than they usually do.
That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, me too. Because usually, you know, some of these guys can be pretty, and I know there's
stoic,
focus and the mental game is very important, but this is where they really kind of get to let loose.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the Europeans have done us in a few times here recently, so the Americans need an opportunity to strike back. We cannot let, especially on the cusp of our 250th birthday,
right.
We can't let the Europeans win the Ryder Cup.
Let's hope there's no tie.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.